high man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Me. Hey, welcome to my webcast, Boston VIPs. My name's SJ Torres, and I'm hanging here with Nikki Hurdle.
Hey, guys.
Who's pretty nervous, but she doesn't look nervous.
No, I'm not. Just kidding, I am.
She came over from Julep. She's bartending there tonight. You can go down and see her and Zach. What's going on at Julep tonight?
We have the one and only amazing DJ Hectic, who always brings a great crowd, and then me, of course. So.
You always bring the crowd, for sure.
I try. I try. I'm a crowd pleaser. I try to be. How did I let you talk me into this again? Why am I on TV? Why am I on camera?
You're on DirtyWaterNews.com.
What is happening?
Because we're grooming you to be our correspondent in Miami unless we can convince you to stay.
Ugh, good luck. Let the convincing start.
She's moving to Miami. We were going to give her own show, but now she's moving to Miami. What's going on in Miami?
A lot is going on in Miami. It's Miami. There's always something going on.
What are some of the places that you're thinking about working?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
You're not allowed
to
say?
Some of the places I would like to work are SLS. Opium Group has always been wonderful to me. I love them to death. They're like family.
Opium Group.
Opium Group, which is Mansion, Set, Cameo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
They always take me back. I gotta like return the love.
I always take you back too. You know,
you always have.
You've worked for me more than a few times.
More than a few times, and for a very long time. I mean, we go back like what, 10 years?
At least 10 years.
At least. Yeah. I was like one of your original place girls, I think.
That's a long time ago, and that's a lot of tequila ago. You know, some people say a lot of tomorrows, a lot of tequila ago. You know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that place made me hate tequila forever.
I tell you, I love the photo shoot we did for Takeover Tuesdays. Remember when you named hashtag Takeover Tuesdays at the place?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get you the poster and bring it here so you could keep it. We have it foam boarded, and I'll make sure I get you that. I wanted to present that to you tonight, but I couldn't get back to my office to get it.
Yeah, I definitely want that. Katie Corey and I took over Tuesdays for a while.
Katie Corey, what's she doing? Where's she bartending?
Bartending at, well, she's obviously doing her fitness thing, which she kills it. And she works at Cure.
Wow, wow.
So, yeah.
She used to work for me at Down before she started really working out. And, you know, she was getting pretty big, and it's amazing to see her.
Yeah.
You know, when I say pretty big, it's like 20 pounds heavier than she was is now.
Yeah.
But now you see her stuff online, and it's just like she's a beautiful fitness model.
I know. She's great. She kills it.
Jacked.
I love her. Yeah. I'm working on it, trying to get there.
Yeah.
Gain some weight back.
So does Mike Cresta know that you're not that you're moving to Miami?
Does Mike Cresta know? I'm pretty sure everyone has like an idea. Like I definitely put it out there when I want to. So yeah. I think he knows. I think everybody knows.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That I'm entertaining the idea anyways. But we'll see.
How many nights a week are you working at Julep now?
I'm always on Friday and Saturdays. Sometimes Tuesdays and Thursdays when we have stuff going on.
Okay.
Which we're working on. We're bringing Thursdays back, so you better watch out.
I hope so.
We're taking over.
We want to have your Thursdays busy. We're too busy.
You don't even know.
Yeah. I'm also a partner in Down Ultra Lounge, which is next to Julep. And, you know, we need you guys open. It's just too busy. It's crazy. I had to leave last night. It was too busy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know.
You won't have that problem pretty soon, I promise. Julep.
Julep, go Julep. Zach, I love you.
I love you too.
Zach, I love you. Yeah. Get some promoters in there. You know?
Can't do all the work myself.
All right, I was reading Twitter. I was reading some of your Twitter things the other day.
Oh boy.
And it was something about a bird that you ran over in your car or something, you pulled over.
No, well I did pull over. I don't know if I actually hit it or not though. And it's like still I'm sad that I'm even talking about this because I'm such an animal lover. I don't know if you know that. Everyone knows that. Like, love animals. I would save a drowning bird over a drowning child, for God's sake. Maybe not that much, but I was on my way somewhere, and a flock of birds, like, drove in front of my car, and one didn't come out the other side. And so, of course, like, I immediately pull over. I'm on the ground, like, all dressed up, like, under the hood of, like, under my car, like, under it.
Like, legs sticking out under or, like, sideways looking
under?
Like,
I was, like, on my back, like, under the car, like, looking for this bird, like, making bird noises.
So you go there and there's, like, feathers all in the engine.
No, there wasn't, thank God. I hope we got out okay.
What would you have done? Would you have cried?
Yeah, I definitely would have cried. I would have cried.
Wow. ants.
I mean, if you catch me in like the wrong mood when I'm like hormonal or whatever, and I step on like an ant, I'll cry. Like I'm just. I just love them. I don't know.
But yeah, you've probably broken a lot of hearts in your time.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to think so. No, I don't like to think so, but probably yeah, a few, a couple.
Who's your favorite DJ in Boston?
Favorite because I love so many of them, but some of my favorites are definitely Hectic, Dolo, Solo. I'm gonna forget someone, I'm gonna get shot. Incognito. Those are like my boys. Like I love them.
Are those like the is that kind of the rotation at Julep?
Yeah, actually, now that you well, we gotta get Incognito in there. He's not there enough. And he's one of my favorites because, like I just said, I love like old school hip hop, like all this EDC stuff is like big with the kids now, but like I'm obviously a little older, so I love my
tiny bit.
So I love my hip hop and I love my old school and all that stuff, and he is like famous for that, and so like I love that about him. So I love whenever like he's on and I'm working with him, like I just ignore the customers and dance the night away.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, at Down we played mostly EDM.
Yeah.
And we don't see those three DJs down there. And you know, I enjoy that music a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Coming from the place, the top 40, mm-hmm. the old school stuff. We all love the Boston.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really good.
We like Dolo a lot, though.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not a lot, but like,
I clearly don't book the entertainment. Last night we had like Voltran mm-hmm. and Bambora.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Frijoli is one I forgot to mention.
Oh, I love Frijoli.
Me too. Yeah. Everybody loves Frijoli.
And he drops the F-bomb a little too much. You know.
I mean, I do too.
He drops the F-bomb a little too much when he's DJing, but he's the only one I let get away with it.
I'm a big fan of the F-bomb, just FYI.
Well, we're live, and we can't beep you out.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I got to watch it. I should probably put this down, because that's when I start getting feisty.
Well, Nikki, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
I'm going to bring on Kayla Harity.
And
you're the best. Why don't you go to the bar and I'll be up. I want to get a photo of you before you leave.
Okay, tequila shots all around.
Tequila, woo, woo.
Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on my show. Boston VIPs is going to be my new show. I'm practicing tonight, and I use my two favorite guinea pigs that'll, you know, tolerate all my mistakes.
I love it.
Nicole Hurdle and Kayla Harity. You know, but you and I go a long way back, too.
Yes.
You know, I feel like I gave you, like, your boost in the beginning.
You gave me my first bartending job, which completely changed everything in my life in Boston.
It's good.
It's amazing.
You know, a personality like yours is always a great bartender. I recognize that, you know. Every time. Then we did the rookie bartender together.
Yes. At the place. I do a lot of TV stuff, but the rookie bartender by far is the best thing I've ever done.
Well, you pretty much wrote all of it. You know, what was your favorite episode of the rookie bartender?
I would say my favorite episode was when I smacked Dre Haynes.
That's what I was thinking.
Every lady wants to smack Dre Haynes in the face, I feel like, at some point.
And most ladies have. I think Nikki Hurdle smacked Dre Haynes in the face a few times, for sure. You know.
That's the first person. I didn't want to do it. I was very nervous. It came out of nowhere. He had absolutely no idea. But he deserved it.
He does deserve it. Sometimes I want to smack him in the face, and it's not for the same reasons you guys want to smack him in the face. I'm married at home with four beautiful kids. My beautiful wife, Joanne, you know. But I'm so jealous of that guy. I see his photos every night out drinking, having a great time.
I don't know how he does it. I went for my first Sunday fun day in Southie last weekend.
I saw that on Facebook. Tell me about it. That's great.
I only made it till 3 p.m., so I didn't make it very long.
And what time did you start?
I started at 11.
11, I saw that. Yeah, 11.
Okay, so I thought it lasted a decent amount of time. I called him later. It was 9 p.m. He was still going. I had to take a five-hour nap. In the middle of the day.
Did you go back out?
And then I went back out.
Oh, that's good.
But
That's pretty legendary.
I had to take a break. I couldn't handle it. I had never been to Stats. I had never been to Lincoln.
I've never been to them places either. I don't think my wife will let me go out Sunday afternoon. No, I don't think she'll buy the, you know, I'm just going out for brunch, honey. you know, in Southie, and there's me and Dre. So
yes, no.
She's pretty sharp, you know.
I love it.
So you're starting your own show.
Yes.
It's going to start in September.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so it's working title is Girl Talk. It's with one of my best friends. Her name's Lori Kyler Christensen. She's a fashion designer. She designs for the label Veni Caprice. She's a hot blonde. She's sassy. Me and her get along really well. So we had our first show, our first segment, when we had the guys from The Bachelor in.
Yeah, it was great.
And that's when we realized that we needed our own show and came begging for one. So we're really excited.
You didn't beg for one. You know, this. You know, you Stack and Smash, and John Doomsday Howard, you guys all have experience in the entertainment industry and, you know, video editing. You know, we're looking for you guys to, and Stack and Smash is doing it now, to lead us, to show us what we need to do to make all of our shows better. Because this concept with Dirty Water News and all these live webcasts doesn't work unless everyone learns and improves. You know, we'll do the opens for you. We'll do some commercials for you. But ultimately, you know, you guys that are running your shows got to do the work. And you guys do it naturally and instinctively. And we all can learn from that. We need it. You know, because these are going to be great.
No, we're excited. We wanted a little bit, a couple of weeks to plan all of our segments and get our guests on. We'll have some Dirty Water TV hosts. Sophia Goulet will be one of them.
Excellent.
But it'll probably just be me and Lori for now, and bringing on VIP people. So if anyone wants to be on our show.
That's great.
Call me.
Yeah? Your show is going to be great. I know it is, and I can't wait. You know, so you're not going to wing it like I am right now? this is how I roll.
At some point. Once Lori starts drinking the tequila, I feel like you can't control anything she says. So
tequila.
Yes. I stay away from the tequila. I drank too much tequila, probably, on the Rookie Bartender with Dre Haynes. So I've learned my lesson.
You have?
Yes.
We'll see. We have a long night ahead of us. It's very early. I think it's like 9:30, 9:20.
It is. Not even.
Speaking to Dre Haynes.
Yes.
We're going to get him to have a show with Dan Bacigalupo, I think.
Yes.
From Howl at the Moon. And that should be very, very interesting. But I'm sure he'll be looking for you, to you for help.
Yes.
Because he's going to need some help. You know, I don't know who's going to hold the camera. Probably Jared, our producer back there. Jared's producing his first show by himself. I insisted that he do it himself today because if I'm going to crash and burn,
I love it.
You know? So what's going on tonight? Tell me about some of the events we have going on at the Greatest Bar.
Okay, so tonight is Dukes and Boots. It's a country night. I have my flannel on. We have a country band downstairs, Southern City Band. It's a bunch of young Berkeley kids.
Two beautiful women.
Two beautiful women. They're gonna be playing probably till 11, and then we're gonna kick it up a notch. It's gonna be DJ Cisco. Is when the night switches to lots of tequila drinking, I think.
Right.
And then up here on the fourth floor, we always have the.
Do we have a fantasy football event, too,
yes.
Somewhere?
Fantasy football is also on the first floor, mixing with the country people. It's Razz Ball. So they're on a nationwide tour. They decided to pick the Greatest Bar as their Boston bar.
Of course.
Because it is the Greatest Bar.
And it's Dirty Water Fridays.
Yes, and it's Dirty Water Fridays. And they're here doing some drafting downstairs. They're going live on radio, too. I feel like there's lights out front. There was already a line when I got here downstairs.
Fantastic.
I think it's going to be an awesome.
Hey,
and it's early, too.
And listen, you know, Fridays or summers at the Greatest Bar are very, very tough. We've had a great summer.
Yes.
We've been very busy. Created all this new technology and spent all this money on all this equipment. And I think we're revolutionizing the industry as far as live webcasts on location in venues. And you know, right now it's 5 shows or 6 shows. And I assure you, in 3 weeks, it's going to be 10 shows, and it's going to grow and grow and grow, and it's really cool to be learning like this.
And I love talking on headsets.
Yeah, this is really cool, right? It really works.
I love it.
Yeah. Jared, this works, right? Can you hear us? Yeah. But that's it. We're going to wrap up this show. Kayla, thank you very much
for having me. And come by the Greatest Bar tonight.
Greatest Bar, Dirty Water Friday.
Shots on me.
Her, literally, body shots on
Sorry,
Kayla
Mom.
Hurdy. You heard her say that. You have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Gonna get high, man. Listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack. You better make it 3. Gonna get drunk. I'm gonna make it real clear. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, one bourbon.